John, hi.
Hi there.
You're calling from Sydney today. What's your question?
It's a confusion I've had for a while now. It's about time. Now here, is now right here relevant and the same as now at the other side of the universe?
Deep.
Does that make sense?
Gee, we've had some philosophical questions today. That's just the third almighty one.
Well, hang on. It gets better.
Yep.
Because I want to know if also if the pace of time is a sort of constant or whether it changes relevant to, say, an individual's movement through space relation to a stationary point in space, let's say.
Yes.
Let's answer the second one first because that one's easy. Go on, Ed. Hit him with Einstein.
Time is a relative, as Einstein said, and it depends on the relative motion between observers. You might have heard of the twins paradox, where you got two twins on Earth. One takes off at close to light speed in one direction, then comes back at close to light speed in the other direction.
Oh, yeah.
The person who's taken off has aged less than the person on Earth. Now, this is often seen as a paradox because surely the twins are moving apart from each other at the same relative velocity.
Uh-huh.
In fact, the difference occurs because the twin that's taken off is accelerating. So you have to deal with accelerated frames of motion. Things moving at constant velocities, it all works straightforward. But it's because of the acceleration of the twin and the fact that the twin has to turn around in space that actually allows it to age less than the twin on the Earth.
But I've been confused by that. Why can't you imagine that one twin stays in his rocket ship and look at the Earth accelerating away from the twin, leaving the rocket ship sitting there in space?
How does he get back to the original twin? He has to stop and turn around.
Well,
in order to do that, he has to accelerate.
No, well, then the rest of the universe then comes back to meet him.
Uh-huh.
Twins,
but basically there's...
Lose the twins.
Gravity as well changes time. So if you're in a big gravitational field, time slows down for you relative to people who aren't.
So acceleration and gravity.
Yep, which are equivalent.
So 1 second, say 1 second here on Earth is as long as it is because the Earth is moving at a certain pace through space relative to a stationary point, or... Am I getting this?
Well, that's the whole thing, is that there are no stationary points in the universe.
Uh-huh.
That there's no absolute frame. And that was one of the quintessential parts of relativity. But you will feel like time is going at the same speed. Other people that observe you will say, wow, that guy is talking really slowly.
Uh-huh.
So you will actually feel that nothing has changed in your frame. Everyone feels the same time passing no matter what frame they're in, but other people see them differently. It's all about observers.
And in fact, they've...
So it's all relative.
Yes, exactly.
There is no constant.
Yes. There is
everything
one constant.
Is relative.
There is one constant.
Oh, and what's that?
The speed of light.
Ah.
Now,
that's always been confusing to me as well, actually. Is that the speed limit of the universe?
Not the speed limit, but the only constant thing that we know of, and it may well turn out not to be the speed limit of the universe. For example, just getting back to your original point, if you spend your life travelling around the Earth in aeroplanes or on a space shuttle, you will age slightly less.
This is the atomic clock
thing
that they did.
You actually will age slightly less.
Uh-huh. So going back to the first part of the question, being now here and now on the other side of the universe, is that sort of...
It's simultaneous depending on your light cone. So we are seeing stars that are actually billions and billions of years old. If you could travel instantaneously from one end of the universe to the other, in fact, it's the wrong
you're
way to think
backwards.
About it.
You're going backwards. You're going to billions of years ago.
Back. Yeah, exactly. But in fact, the stars that are a long, long way away, we see their light today from billions of years ago. It's equivalent. We're actually seeing them now, that billions of years ago far away is the equivalent to now.
Right.
So it's not the same, it's a billion years ago.
If you manage to get there without any in infinite speed.
Mm.
Ah.
It's all quirky.
Happy with that?
Happy.
I guess I'll have to be. It's a weird question.
It's a hard one.
Can I make a point about light speed?
Yeah.
There have been lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of questions about, okay, I know you can't travel at the speed of light, but what say I did? What would happen? We actually don't know what would happen because all the laws say that you can't. So we can't really model something that can't happen. One person said, if I was... This is my favorite answer of the week on the web. Someone said, I'm in a car in a tunnel traveling at light speed. You're at the other end. I put my high beams on. What do you see? What do I see? And the answer which Cass gave was... What I see is some annoying schmo with his high beams on. What you see is me flashing my lights at you, telling you to turn them off. Even at light speed, manners still apply.
What?
The photons themselves are travelling at light speed.
Well, the photons themselves are travelling at light speed. Let's imagine you did manage to get really, 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 really close to the speed of light. Let's say you were travelling at 0.999999999995 times the speed of light. What you would see, if the person at the other end had a flashlight, what you would see is gamma rays. Their normal torch, the photons coming out, to you will look like gamma rays.
What do gamma rays look like?
Really, really high energy photons.
High energy.
And they will ionize everything in your body and you'll die. Similarly, the person at the other end of the tunnel, if you turn your high beams on, they'll see gamma rays as well.
And they'll die.
And they'll die.
But those gamma rays are there already, or they're caused by someone going at the speed of light?
No, they're caused by the person, a light source travelling at the speed of light.
Uh-huh.
It's called blue shifting. It blue shifts the photons. The photons are still travelling at the speed of light. They have much more energy, though.
Right, okay. So we don't want to travel at the speed of light because we'd be dead.
Exactly.
Yes. All right.